I've had the privilege of going to Kenya twice now, once with 55-5, and then last year just representing our church and doing a project over there. And God's never let me forget about my friends over there. And I'm always thinking, Lord, you know, how can I help these folks? What can I do? And I'm always thinking food, shelter, clothing. And just kept praying about it, and some ideas started coming into my mind, and I shared them with Pastor Jeff and with Steve. And our friends over there, like Boaz and Pastor Cosmo and Pastor Jack and Pastor Daniel and Alex, most of those guys have over 30 children that are HIV positive kids that they take in their home. They call them bush kids. And one of the most nutritious things that they can get is goat milk. Other than a mother's milk, it's supposed to be really, really healthy for them. So I started really thinking about, you know, how could I how could the Lord and us provide nutrition for them, but also a way to make an income. And once you've been there, you realize if someone's going to make an income there, it has to be something they can sell at market. It has to be very minimal. And so the goat milk is twofold. It's one, to provide for their families, and two, it's a substance that they can take to the markets, and there's some folks here that have been there that they can sell at market that the locals can afford to buy, so that it's a minimal amount of income and that they really need. And I'll give, but they'll never have the money to buy a goat. You know, so our plan is, this is plan B, and he knows what that is. First time I went to Kenya, I realized everything was plan B, and if you want to know what plan A is, I'll let you know if me and Greg make it back. Then I'll let you know what plan A was, because right now, this is kind of like what Hillary said, everything is, everything changes. But I had somewhere I was going with that. Oh, so we have different areas that I've been in touch with the pastors there that we're going to put the females on. And then you need about one male, one buck goat for every 30 females. You know, so that's a huge part of our plan. We're meeting, I'm meeting some friends over there from Nashville that have some property there, and they'll be there. They're arriving 2 days before us, and we'll be part of what we will be doing will be on this acreage. It's real close to Boaz's house in Chemelil, Kenya. Greg had told me a while back, probably a year ago, hey, if you ever go back to Kenya, let me know. I might like to go. And just turned out that this will, when we go on, just give you an idea, we'll be there. We leave October 2nd and return. I'll be back in California November 2nd. So I'll be there for 1 month. And so Greg wanted to come, and then he started having this great idea about bicycles. And you think, well, what's a big idea about a bike? The big idea about a bike is 99.99999% of the people there walk. That's just it. And a bicycle is the same thing. It's twofold. It is a great way of transportation. But, Doug knows and Mary knows and some people that were there on the first trip that some of the materials that we get delivered to the job come on the back of a bicycle. So it's not only just a form of transportation, they can actually make income. We saw somebody last year when me and Rick were there with a couch on the back of a bicycle. And, one guy's running behind making sure it doesn't fall off. But they're, they probably get 50 cents, which sounds minimal. But to them, it's a huge way to have an income. And it's also bicycles, a taxi cab, because they have a rack on it. So materials, because we'll be building goat pens, materials will probably show up on bicycles, you know, on the back, a lot of the material. That's how it'll get from hardware store, from point A to point B. And another thing that I thought was the whole bicycle thing is an idea that the Lord gave to Greg. And when I heard it, he was asking me questions. It was just a great idea. On the property that a guy named Phil is going to be there, we're going to set up a bicycle repair shop. And you might think, bicycle repair shop, isn't that kind of... Well, that's a tarp under the tree in the front of the property on the main road that goes to Chemelil, and with a sign that says bicycle repair, but then we'll have a little storage shed built with a lock on it, and we hope to send whoever's going to run the bicycle repair shop. Greg has already made all the connections in Kisumu to get the bicycles and also to get training on the repair. So we're going to put somebody in class and then hope to buy enough parts, two of everything. We want to get these guys kind of established for 1 month. Same with the goats, enough food and stuff for 1 month. And then we're going to try to teach them a little bit of basic business. You know, you need to put a little bit aside to buy more of this, or if something gets sick, and then you need to buy more bicycle parts. So you make a little bit of income, but you also, you know, can continue to support what you're doing there as time goes on. How well that part of it will go, I really don't know. I was telling somebody, I said, we could come back to somebody's house and do a little pop-in visit, and there's a goat burned cooking out there, and they're all, oh, you want some goat? You know, and I'm like, I thought you were supposed to just keep those and milk them. But, you know, they, sorry, Shane, the kids were hungry. You know, but hopefully they understand our concept and kind of stay on the same page with us of what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to teach them. And this was actually an idea that I got last year. One of the pastors there, Pastor Joseph Okello, has a little car that Phil bought him, and he uses it for a taxi. And Phil was telling me he gets a certain percentage of the income, and then he has to put a certain amount of it away for fuel and repairs. Well, one day the car, something was going on with it, I forget what, and my first instinct was to go, well, let's go get it fixed, Joseph. And then I just felt like the Lord stopped me and said, no, because then you're going against what he's trying to be taught here. And I just, you know, so I didn't, the wallet never came out of that. I thought, you know, I'm not really helping him by doing this. He needs to learn this whole principle about, you know, what it is that these guys are trying to teach them on a really small, small level. And just one more example, we bought a bag of, it's like about a 100-pound bag of cornmeal. And I think it was $25. They don't have $25. It just ain't happening. We took it to a corn mill, these little mills all over the place. It cost me 147 shillings to have it ground up into corn flour because it was just corn, you know, solid corn. And we set Beatrice, who is Joseph's wife, up in business, in the corn mill business. By the time we left, she had put it all in small bags, took it to market, sold it, and each week was making about $3 or $4. And had bought another bag, taken it, had it ground up. Now she's on her own in this little teeny business that makes an income that seems real minimal to us, but to them it's huge, and it gave her something to do. So we appreciate your prayers, and that's it, man.